This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We've been presenting a series about the neighborhood where KLW's studios are located, the Portola. The Portola is a region of the city that even some longtime residents might not know much about. Today, KLW's Kavalrup Kaur Singh will take us to a patch of land that's just as mysterious as the neighborhood itself. Our story starts online.
Most reviews on Yelp are of restaurants, but this one's a little bit different.
Parched. Google Maps suggested there would be water, which in fact is true. It's just a few feet down.
Back in 2014, entrepreneur Jason Bennett posted this review of University Mound Reservoir in the Portola neighborhood of San Francisco. Bennett was on a mission to explore the city's hidden pockets and corners. He hopped on a bus, grabbed a sandwich, and walked up to the reservoir, imagining a sunny afternoon relaxing by some shimmery water.
Like, if you look at the Google map, it's a body of water. And you would, knowing no different, you would think that there were two side-by-side man-made lakes that you could just chill out next to.
What he found instead was a large, flat slab of cement.
So a heads up to my fellow Yelpers who think spending the afternoon relaxing by water is a good idea. It is, just not here.
You know, when you get to your final destination, you were like, oh, I hope this is kind of worth it. And then I just, it was just a paved over cistern.
A paved over cistern. No body of water to speak of or chill out by. That's not just disappointing. It also doesn't make sense. A reservoir has to have water. So where is it? To find out, I spoke with Paul Ito, Buildings and Grounds Superintendent at the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, the SFPUC. They're in charge of the reservoir.
So where's the water?
The water? I could show you that. How about if I show you that?
Can you hear that trickling sound? That's water getting treated and monitored a few feet under the cement lid that covers the reservoir. You can hear the water here, but you can't see it. There's more to this reservoir, though, than water that doesn't meet the eye. There's the grounds, the gardens, the gardeners, and the gorilla gardeners.
Do you know what those bushes are over there? Were those hollyhocks or something? What were those?
Paul Ito chats with his crew of city gardeners who maintain the street-side gardens around the reservoir. They whack weeds, blow leaves, trim trees, pick up garbage, and plant. A lot. Not just at the University Mound, but at all 10 reservoirs in San Francisco. And sometimes, so-called gorilla gardeners surprise them with help.
They come in the middle of the night and garden. Our little patches of land.
The lady plants it, the whole row of Elysium.
Yeah, with the white flowers.
Here, she just pruned it back. Yeah. This time of year, you prune it back and it comes back. This is it here with the white flowers.
That's Jeff Geddes, one of the reservoir gardeners in Paul Ito's crew. The gardeners might be okay with the older lady and her white flowers, but they don't just let anyone plant on the land. They take their job seriously, growing California natives in order to save water and preserve the natural landscape.
We have to maintain the integrity of the land. We're just stewards. It's taken many iterations through the years.
Ito and his crew are standing below a towering cypress tree on a street corner near the reservoir. Like them, it too has watched over the land for generations.
It's a beautiful tree.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tree.
It's huge, it's established, it's been here a long time.
It's a focal point.
In 2006, when the SFPUC was planning a retrofit of the reservoir, there was a possibility that it could be cut down. So they held a community open house to hear what the neighbors had to say about it. Many wanted it to stay.
You look over here and anywhere from this neighborhood and you see that tree.
Suzanne Gauthier is a spokesperson for the SFPUC. When the retrofit was happening, bulldozers were being rolled over the land. So steel plates were fitted around the roots of the tree, allowing them to breathe and keep the tree alive.
It's people who have grown up with it. Their grandkids have grown up with it. They're going to keep growing up with it.
I bet you always wonder what was in here, huh?
Down the street from the old cypress tree is the gardening crew's headquarters. The gardeners are dispatched from here to all the reservoirs in San Francisco. But this isn't just any old tool shed. It looks a little like, well, I'll just let them tell you about it.
1920s, it looks to me.
It's quaint.
Cozy.
Home away from home.
Historic.
Out of place.
And definitely very cute. It's a Victorian-style yellow cottage with a white picket fence. Built in the 1880s by the Spring Valley Water Company, the cottage was originally a private residence for employees responsible for taking care of the reservoir. Back then, water was considered private property. Today, water has been declared a human right by the UN, and the cottage is now a public space where neighbors can speak up at community meetings about saving trees and where gardeners can store the tools they need to tend to the land.
Seeds in this one, and we're working gardener's garage.
It's a strange place where the gardeners work. This quaint, cozy, historic cottage from a past century, next to a reservoir that looks like a chunk of cement dropped on earth. Or, in Yelp reviewer Jason Bennett's words,
"It was just a paved over cistern."
In his review, he gave the reservoir 4 out of 5 stars. Even though he never found the water he was looking for, he says he found something even better.
It's stories like this that remind me how cool San Francisco can be, because there's these just little charming stories everywhere that stand in contrast to gentrification, eviction, monoculture, all that type of stuff, and why I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
At the University Mound Reservoir, I'm Kamalroop Kaur Singh for Cross Currents.